This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The military and the Department of Veterans Affairs want more troops and vets to get the right treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder. That's why they're tweaking the way they define PTSD. But the effort to encourage military men and women to seek help could create another challenge. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, it could add to the backlog of PTSD cases.
For years, the standard definition for post-traumatic stress disorder had a key feature that didn't fit for the military. It said that the standard victim responds to the trauma they've experienced with helplessness and fear. Elspeth Cameron Ritchie, a former psychiatrist with the Army, says that may be true for civilians, but she says military people are trained to do just the opposite.
When the IED, the improvised explosive device, goes off, they pick up their weapon, lay down suppressing fire, drag their buddies into safety, and go on about doing what they're trained to do.
New Army guidance says don't expect military men and women to respond to trauma in this way. But even if they are soldiering through the pain, they may still need treatment for post-traumatic stress. This is just one of a number of adjustments the military and the VA are making. They're essentially giving the benefit of the doubt to people who show signs of stress. Elspeth Ritchie says this is great. Opening up the definition will allow more servicemen and women to get treatment.
So that you bring in people who are doing exactly what they've been trained to do and make sure that they get the care and treatment they need.
The new Army guidance clarifies other pieces of the PTSD diagnosis that might mean one thing for a civilian and something completely different in the military. Take malingering, faking illness. Dr. Charles Hoag of the Army Surgeon General's Office says for a service member, that word alone could lead to denial of benefits or even punishment.
These are legitimate diagnoses, but they do have different implications and ramifications in the military because of the administrative processes that can happen around those types of diagnoses.
Through these changes, the Army and the Department of Veterans Affairs are hoping to peel away the stigma still associated with this condition. In doing so, there's also a good chance that more people will seek treatment, and that could add to the growing number of PTSD cases in the military. The VA recently announced it will hire more therapists, doctors, and support staff in order to shorten the long wait times for an appointment in some places. Dr. Mary Schoen, Director of Mental Health Operations at the VA, says rural areas are a particular problem, so the agency is sponsoring special training internships.
So some of the last internship positions that have been opened up have actually been in rural areas because we know that people who tend to train in areas are more likely to stay there.
But some say no amount of hiring can keep pace with the growing number of cases.
There aren't enough therapists in our country to deal with the number of individuals coming back with traumatic stress symptoms.
Elaine Miller-Karras is director of the Trauma Resource Institute based on the West Coast. She says simply rounding up enough psychiatrists and therapists for all these men and women isn't enough. She says alternative approaches are essential. Relaxation techniques, exercise, and other ways to help people who don't want to be labeled with a disorder.
Many of our young men and women coming back, they don't want to go to a mental health therapist, but they'll go someplace and learn skills for wellness to increase their resiliency.
Miller-Karras is focusing on training community health workers and family members in coping with post-traumatic stress. Dr. Charles Hoag of the Army Surgeon General's Office says clinicians usually turn first to traditional talk therapy and medication because they've been tested.
But if they don't work, clinicians will very often move to treatments that don't have as strong evidence.
Proven or not, alternative therapies may be needed to manage the workload created by all the troops seeking help. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.